Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Ken for Monday, June 7th, 2021. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. Call him. Take great care of your teeth. First thing, best way to do that. Call a great dentist, and that's Dr. Mike O'Neill, 317-849-2933. Like this video. If you enjoy it, hit the little like button. Very nice of you. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. Colts, they lose a competitive advantage as the Tennessee Titans have acquired Julio Jones. Julio Jones, when healthy, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Over the course of his career, he's gone to 7 Pro Bowls. That tells you something about the productivity of Julio Jones. What the Titans gave up, a second rounder in 2022 and a fourth rounder in 2023. They get back a sixth rounder. All right, good for you. You got a sixth rounder. What they've got to hope is that Julio Jones can regain health. Last year, he played only 9 games because of a lingering hamstring deal that they just couldn't get healed the right way. And because of that, Julio Jones, not as productive as he had been in previous years. And this is what happens to wide receivers. You get to a certain age and all of a sudden physically you start to break down. And that manifests itself in injuries. If Jones can play 16 games this coming year, the Titans win this trade big. And they will be a beast to compete with in the AFC South. If he can't get healthy, then the Titans lose this trade in the future. Next year, whatever they got out of Jones is a win, right? Because they've given up nothing in terms of current assets. The first asset that they lose in the deal for Jones is that second rounder in next year's draft. So for a year, they're playing with the house's money. After that, they lose a starter. You would assume a second rounder is going to project to be a starter. Then the next year, they lose a fourth rounder, which is kind of 50-50 whether you're going to get a really productive player. So over time, this deal is going to lessen what the Titans are, but in current time, it's going to enhance what they are. You put Julio Jones healthy with A.J. Brown, and you got a nightmare if you're the Colts. You couple that with the running game that the Titans have and Derrick Henry, that's an awesome offense that the Titans could put on the field this coming year. That's if Julio Jones is healthy. That isn't the way wide receivers work too often. Generally, once they start to break, they continue to break. We'll see what happens. The Colts stood pat. They bring back their receiving core in total, right? Their running backs, same guys. Quarterback, you've upgraded Rivers to Wentz. If Wentz can play at the level he did in 2017, 18, or 19, they've upgraded. If he plays like he did in 2020, and Eagles fans are right that he was the author of his own demise, you got a problem. We'll see what happens. Frank Reich, with quarterbacks, has generally had really, really good results, whether it was 17 with Wentz, 18 with Luck, 19 with Brissett, 20 with Rivers. That's 4 quarterbacks in 4 years who arguably had their best year during that year they spent with Frank Reich. We'll see what happens with the Colts and Wentz. My money's on Reich getting some good football out of Carson Wentz and the Colts running game being in a position to offset, right? Or really not offset, but somehow enhance what Wentz is able to do, because teams are going to have to put 7 or 8 in the box in order to stop the Colts running game. And that leaves guys isolated, Wentz making the right read, either underneath or over the top. My money's on Wentz. My money's on Reich. I think the Colts offense is going to be really, really good this coming year. The defense is going to be where the kind of the scene is set as far as whether the Colts can win the AFC South. They've got to be able to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks or they are going to have problems. The Indiana basketball team is going to head to the Bahamas in August for a couple of exhibition games and some workouts, some team bonding, which needs to happen. This is a good year for the first time, the first trip in August, international trip like this since, I think, 2014. Indiana went to Montreal and played, I think, 5 or 6 games. This one, they're going to play 2 games against a Serbian team called BC Mega. And it's really important from a bonding perspective that this team gets together. You've got a lot of transfers coming in. You got 2 recruits coming in Tamar Bates and Logan Duncombe, who just got to Bloomington. We saw that covered on social media this past weekend. A lot of new faces with Indiana. Trace Jackson Davis back. Race Thompson back. You got Rob Finnessy. You have some others who are back as well. But you've got Michael Durr. You've got Xavier Johnson. You've got the 2 recruits. You've got guys who've never really played together. And the more basketball they can get underneath them prior to the time where it really counts in early November, you know what? Mo basketball, mo better for Indiana as they look ahead. I think Indiana could have a really good year. And I think Mike Woodson has done nothing over the last 10 weeks since he was hired to invalidate the quality of the hire that he represents. I think Mike Woodson doing terrific work. And I think we're going to see an upgrade strategically in how Indiana processes basketball. And I think Mike Woodson's going to be a guy who doesn't micromanage. And that's going to be a big help to the Hoosiers. I don't think basketball's a sport where you can micromanage and get the best out of your team. I think you teach the game and then you let guys play the game. And if you do the teaching correctly, you wind up with really good on-court product. If the teaching isn't done correctly, then leaving guys to their own devices, it doesn't really work. But I think a quality coach teaches well and then lets guys play. The Chicago Cubs are getting productivity out of an unlikely source at a level that is really almost unprecedented. I got to go back to like Carmelo Martinez back in the early 80s, where Carmelo, what was that? That was 1983, where he hit 5 homers in his first 17 at-bats as a Cub. You know what? Patrick Wisdom, 29-year-old prospect, right? They bring him up, and all of a sudden what he's done is hit 7 home runs in 34 at-bats. He's hitting .412 with an OPS of 1.533. None of those levels of productivity are sustainable. You cannot continue to hit for power at that level. Ever in the history of baseball, it hasn't happened. You're never going to see a player with a 1.533 OPS or hitting home runs once every, 4.8 at-bats. It's preposterous. But boy, it's fun to watch while it's happening. He hit 2 home runs yesterday as the Cubs beat the Giants 4-3 in the finale of their 4-game season and or 4-game series. And now they head south to San Diego. And we'll see if Wisdom can keep mashing the ball. David Ross is no fool. He's going to keep him in the lineup until finally the kid cools off, which is, like I said, inevitable. Yesterday, the Hawks beat the 76ers in game 1 of their Eastern Conference semifinal. Good for Nate McMillan. A guy well worth rooting for, no longer the coach of the Pacers, unfortunately, but doing really good work with the Atlanta Hawks and with Trae Young, who's one of the most dynamic players in the NBA. If you watched any of that game yesterday and have watched him play in that first-round series, you saw a guy who is also almost mesmerizing. He can launch bombs, he can hit pull-ups, He can do virtually everything offensively. Really, really good stuff from Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks. I guess he can win in the playoffs. Nate McMillan can. The Clippers, they won Game 7 yesterday against Luka and the Mavs, but that wasn't on Luka. Luka, 46, 7, and 14 for the Mavericks in a losing cause. But wow, this guy, for as young as he is, unbelievably productive. And you know what? While I was rooting for the Mavs, because let's face it, I root against the Clippers, I don't like watching Paul George succeed. I got to tell you the truth. Does that make me a bad person? Might make me a bad person. But now we've got Paul George and the Clippers to root against for another series as they take on the Utah Jazz. So we got that going for us, which is nice. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this Monday, shall we? Dave Durrett, happy birthday. Mike Marucci, happy birthday. Jeffrey Jenks, Lisa Burdett Taylor, Damon Mercer, Jason Burton, Mike Stroud, the great Mike Stroud, Chuck Geiger, happy birthday. Mike West Mahoney, Angela Stiles, Jen Stowe, Jeff Bowes, and Brad Hodder. Happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, Inside Indiana Sports Now. More on the Colts, more on the Hoosiers. Let's go. Let's talk sports. We do it all day, every day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.